Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There is something deeply, deeply dark being pushed at the highest level of the Trump administration, and you need to pay attention because they coined a new effed up term and admitted their effed up end goal for an authoritarian United States. So less than 24 hours after two National Guard members were tragically shot in the head in Washington, D.C., one passed away, one is still fighting for his life in critical condition. Less than 24 hours after, this administration tries to leverage this as an opportunity to use more authoritarian rhetoric, spin this into a broader national emergency that they can use as a pretext to mobilize more National Guard members. Keep in mind, those National Guard members shouldn't have been there in the first place. These were 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds who were told that if they sign up, they get a little bit extra cash and they get to help their hometown if there is a natural disaster or some sort of emergency throughout the state. Never in this was that you have to sign up and then be transferred over to D.C. to basically act as a police officer. This is a 20-year-old who did not have the training of a police officer, but I digress. Donald Trump is using this as an opportunity to mobilize more 20-year-olds into areas that they didn't grow up in to act as faux police officers. Well, this administration's authoritarian rhetoric got to such a point where they are now admitting that their end goal is something called remigration. This is very serious, very dangerous, and stems from a far, far right group in Europe that we will talk about in just one moment. The official Homeland Security account on Twitter, not some random troll, not some random far right person, it's not Elon Musk, this is the official Department of Homeland Security government account. They tweeted out these words, this is very important, quote, "The stakes have never been higher, and the goal has never been more clear. Remigration now." Now, you may be asking, what is this term, remigration? It sounds rather innocuous on its face, but it is incredibly effed up, authoritarian, anti-American. It strips constitutional rights away, it strips human dignity away, and it's disgusting. This says remigration is a European far-right concept of ethnic cleansing via the mass deportation of non-white minority populations, especially immigrants, and sometimes including those born in Europe and holding European citizenship, to their place of racial ancestry. So deporting people to their place of racial ancestry if they're not white. Originating in Europe, the concept has spread to the United States and other countries, and it is popular, especially within the identitarian movement. Some proponents of remigration suggest excluding some persons with non-European backgrounds. We're going to visit this in just one second and talk more about this, but let's go back to what the Department of Homeland Security is posting. This has been pushed by Twitter trolls for a while. The farthest of far-right people on Twitter have been pushing this, but now they are pushing a form of remigration that would necessitate stripping constitutional rights and due process away from all non-white citizens of the United States. This is coming from the Homeland Security account, by the way, and either people aren't paying attention or the mainstream media isn't covering this. I personally think a lot of the mainstream media anchors don't fully understand what remigration fully is. They can read this Wikipedia entry, but I've been in these online circles, not participating in them, but my job is being online in politics. So I've seen these online circles where they push this type of far-right rhetoric because I track it, I pay attention to it, I read what they say, and it is some dark, dark stuff. Now, before we go on to these far-right groups in Europe, let me just point out what's happening in the United States. This is not a United States that I want to live in, where we have masked men hopping out of cars. This is some crazy, crazy stuff. If you are vaguely Republican, or you voted for Trump, which a lot of people who watch the show do, it's fine. It doesn't matter how you voted. Or if you are a conservative or a far-right MAGA Republican, no matter where you lie on the political spectrum, nowhere in America should there be masked men who don't identify themselves, who refuse to show their faces, hopping out of cars and trying to grab American citizens. Watch this clip.
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
United States Border Patrol.
What's up with you? What's up, man? What's up with me? I don't know what they own with me, bro. I got cameras. I got cameras, y'all tweaking. You got the right to what? Y'all got the right to what? I got cameras.
They are legitimately chasing this guy down. This guy is a U.S. citizen, and he's going on a walk in his neighborhood, a nice neighborhood, lovely, well, it's kind of a wet day out, but it looks like otherwise a nice day to go on a walk, and he's being chased down by guys in masks. This is crazy. So we already have authoritarianism at our doorstep, here, knocking on the door, saying we are going to grab you, and then the DHS gov decides to escalate. This is some crazy shit. So a lot of these far right people, the people in this administration, people like Stephen Miller, they believe that America is based on identity or being white, when that is not true. America is based on some foundational ideas. America is based on governing ourselves, individual liberty, thinking freely, democracy, choosing your own destiny, meritocracy. There's a lot of stuff with democracy in America that is beautiful. None of it was ever just simply being white. Let's watch this. This guy from the UK laying out his view for what remigration is and isn't. This gives you some important context.
I do not care if these people came over illegally. I do not care if they came over legally. I do not care if they were born here. I do not care if their grandparents were born here. These people have to leave. This is not their lands. This is ours, and we will not tolerate it. So remigration, what is it? To simplify, remigration is the act and or process of returning immigrants to their country of origin. Now, there are a number of people and organisations that will tell you remigration is only deporting the illegal immigrants and the foreign criminals and voluntary repatriation. That is a lie. That is not what remigration is. Remigration is reversing our demographic decline by any means necessary. There is no person in this country that does not belong here that has the right to demographically replace us. We will not tolerate that under any circumstances.
Under any circumstance. He says later on that it's going to be violent. It is not going to be peaceful whatsoever. Then Donald Trump makes a post essentially endorsing this crazy ideology. He wrote his long, long Truth Social on Thanksgiving that honestly read more like Stephen Miller wrote it. He writes about a bunch of stuff, calls Tim Walz retarded, but then at one point he says, I will permanently pause migration from all third world countries. This is a big part that we're going to talk about. He says, I'm going to terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, including those signed by Sleepy Joe Biden's auto pen, and remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States or is incapable of loving our country, end all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens of our country, denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility, and deport any foreign national who is public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. These goals will be pursued with the aim of achieving a major reduction in illegal and disruptive populations, including those admitted through an unauthorized and illegal auto pen approval process. Only reverse migration can fully cure this situation. Sarah Longwell from The Bulwark says, sit with this for a second. Trump is talking about taking away citizenship for naturalized citizens who, by some totally arbitrary definition, quote unquote, undermine domestic tranquility. So a naturalized parent or spouse of a U.S.-born citizen who is critical of Trump could be threatened if he deems that they undermine domestic tranquility. Everything he says is also just contradictory. He says he's going to deport and denaturalize people who also are not a net asset to the United States, but immigrants are almost always, by definition, net assets to the United States because they're not taking in welfare. Oftentimes, they are younger people who are working, contributing taxes, and not taking in any welfare. But then he says he is going to end all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens, which there really aren't any to non-citizens. So you're going to remove anybody who is taking in more than they are producing, but then you're going to remove their ability to take in anything. So they're all going to be necessarily producing more than they take in. Very, very contradictory. While all of this is happening, and while Donald Trump is causing a fuss about this, he then posted this insane post where he pardons somebody and tries to bury the lead. I want you to pay attention to this. He said, if Tito Esfera wins for president of Honduras because the United States has so much confidence in him, his policies, and what he will do, we will be very supportive. If he doesn't win, the United States will not be throwing good money after bad because a wrong leader can only bring catastrophic results to a country. So he's right there just influencing the results of another election. He says, Tito will be a great president. Additionally, I will be granting a full and complete pardon to former President Juan Orlando Hernandez, who has been, according to many people I respect, treated very unfairly. Then he then says, vote for Tito, vote for Tito. But this is what this says. On July 1st of 2021, Hernandez, who Trump is pardoning, had his visa revoked by the U.S. Department of State due to involvements in corruption and the illegal drug trade. This measure was made public on 7th of February, 2022, less than 2 weeks after he was succeeded by Castro, another Castro. On the 14th of February, he was surrounded by the National Police and DEA agents at his home after the U.S. government had requested his extradition for his involvement with narcotics. In 2022, he agreed to surrender to U.S. authorities. And then in 2024, he was convicted of 3 counts of drug trafficking and weapons conspiracy, and Trump just pardoned this guy. Trump has no actual morals. He doesn't actually care about drug traffickers, people bringing weapons or drugs into this country, making it less safe. He doesn't actually care about anything other than his own end goal. Now, what we see are people like Stephen Miller steering the ship for their own racist end goals. I mean, let's read a little bit about this more. Presented by its proponents as a remedy to mass migration and the perceived Islamization of Europe, remigration has increasingly become an integral policy position of the identitarian movement and other far-right political movements, and it's now being pushed by our own DHS gov. Sick, twisted shit. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and peace out.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.